This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
After all we've done today, it's still referred to as the Joe Starkey Show as we come back from a break. Can we get rid of that, please? Limits? And go with the Pomp and Joe Show?
That's the JP one that needs to play, just due to contractual obligations, I believe.
Speaking of that, I'm going to be out at JP Roofing and Siding tomorrow, which is going to be awesome. You should join me out there. Route 30 in Irwin. We're going to be kicking off our Fan for the Win campaign to benefit the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh. 10 until 2, I'll be out there. Route 30 in Irwin. Now, what is this? What is this from Miles Garrett that I see here? I've never complained about the trophy not being at my house and vice versa, Garrett told reporters. I'm looking at Steelers Depot right now. Via the Browns YouTube channel, he shouldn't feel two ways about it going to me. I don't play against TJ. He doesn't play against me. How about this, Miles? He'll feel any way he wants to feel about it. And I actually don't know how TJ feels about it, but if he was ticked off that he didn't win in a year where he deserved to win, then he's absolutely right for feeling that way. Sorry, he's the better player. His numbers across his career are better. And when these two teams have crossed paths, more often than not, TJ has the better game. And I don't need to be told if I'm TJ Watt by Miles Garrett whether I should or shouldn't feel anything about getting ripped off on this award last year because they went so deep inside the analytics it would have taken the jaws of life to get them out.
My favorite Miles Garrett quote from today was, "I wouldn't say we're friends. I'd say we're friendly. I have great respect for him. We'll see what happens Thursday." That's just one of those, yeah, we're enemies, we're rivals. I could care less about this guy, but I have to say something friendly in the media to make you not look into it too much and make bulletin board material.
Yeah, maybe this is the type of thing that will energize TJ Watt. I don't think he needs energizing, don't get me wrong. But on a short week going into Cleveland, you know, body racked up from the Ravens game, I'm talking all the Steelers, it's little crap like this. That's why they call them the Browns is the Browns, by the way. What a joke of a franchise. Seriously. These are the real Browns. That's the problem. And I don't think TJ was very happy, by the way, because after he was ripped off on this award last year, he tweeted out, and I quote, "Nothing I'm not used to." Okay? He should have won the award probably in 2020 when he lost it to Aaron Donald. He had another year where he finished third. Garrett joked that Watt will have to apologize to him for being a sore loser. Yeah, that's funny.
Says the guy who beat Mason Rudolph with a helmet.
Watt's the favorite right now. There's no way Garrett's winning this thing. Your team stinks. Okay? Unless you're going to break the all-time sacks record, which you're not, then you're not winning. He said it's up for grabs this year. I don't even think he shouldn't even be a candidate on that team. Unless, like I said, he does something historic.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I don't think he's going to be a candidate at this point, right? I mean, his team is not good. they're not going anywhere, and that typically is a detriment. It's not like MVP in baseball when Mike Trout continues to win it on a lot of bad teams for the Angels, but T.J. Watt deserves to win it because of the production that he had. I know the last couple of games it hasn't been there as much, but also is just a legacy award too because he hasn't won it in two out of the last however many years.
I don't believe that the legacy award thing doesn't move me because that's how Garrett won it last year, in my opinion, is that voters just thought, yeah, it's pretty much his turn, hasn't won one yet. So even though T.J. led him in virtually every conventional category there was, the dude wound up winning Defensive Player of the Year. It was a joke. If Kabali saying that? Yes. It's exactly what I meant to have happen there. And that guy, he's a legend, isn't he?
Jolly.
Let's see. Garrett had what? He had five fewer sacks than TJ last year. Tackles for loss. TJ had 19. Garrett had 17. Passes defensed. Garrett doesn't usually get involved in that type of thing, and TJ usually does. So passes defense, TJ had 8, Garrett had 3. TJ had an interception, and it wasn't just any interception. It was an interception that completely changed the momentum of a game against the Rams, if you'll recall, City Limits. And Myles Garrett had none. TJ had how many forced fumbles last year? 4. Garrett also had 4. TJ recovered 3, and Garrett recovered 1. So again, you had to take like a Jacques Cousteau level dive into the analytics, and you don't even know who he is, do you?
Jacques Cousteau.
Yes, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea was his show, or movie, or book. I don't know what.
I've heard the name, but I think I heard it said in other shows and not his actual.
He got ripped off last year. And he doesn't need Myles Garrett coming out and saying T.J. Watt shouldn't feel two ways or whatever he said anyways about not winning the award last year. Yes, he should. He should feel like he got ripped off because he's a better player than you, and he was last year. By every conventional measure, he was. And I haven't even looked at the deep analytics. Didn't he win it on pass rush win rate?
Pass rush win rate, yes.
That was like the big number that stood out suddenly to people like Peter King.
Very successful.
Suddenly voting on pass rush win rate, which is very difficult to say, I might add, Limits. What time are we done?
Now.
Bye. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19 Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim
Thank
Hester,
you,
very
Hester.
Kindly. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here. The Chevy Red Tag event now through December 2nd, 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High is 64, cloudy. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
It's the Pomp and Joe Show, newly christened.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.